This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs about King Charles, the King Charles Report. Batchelor knighting Sir Sadiq Khan, the mayor, Lord Mayor of London, and transforming Sadiq Khan into, well, Gregory calls it the establishment. He's now Sir Sadiq. Good for him. Third term as mayor, Lord Mayor of London, and a man who, young, very vigorous, has lots of ideas, and the magic of the king with the sword, transforming what had been a man of outspoken partisanship into what Gregory describes as the center of the story. Wonderful. It would work here, too, but we don't have a king. Regret. I understand. Bumpy path. We don't get a republic with a king. But then again, what might have been, except for unhappiness in the late 18th century, a group of men who corresponded with each other about taxes and other difficulties in their lives. Gregory Copley, the knighting of Sir Sadiq Khan by the king himself. More of this later.
Well, I think he did it at the recommendation of the prime minister. So essentially, this was the government's decision. However, I think the result may be slightly different from that intended by Sir Keir Starmer, the prime minister, because Sadiq Khan arrived at Buckingham Palace this week and knelt before the king, and Sir Sadiq was in full mourning suit. So he really showed respect to the sovereign, and he was dubbed by the sword as a knight bachelor. Now, knight bachelor knighthood is, in a sense, a junior knighthood, because it's not one of the orders of chivalry, but it is nonetheless a distinguished knighthood, which has been given for many hundreds of years, and generally the one given by the sovereign, the sovereign's touch. So Sadiq was immensely happy with this and said that his mother was just chuffed beyond belief at him being knighted. So I think Sir Sadiq may start to rise to the occasion. He's always been a rabid left populist, catering to the Labour voters of Greater London. And now I think he is happily moving into becoming part of the establishment. So I think that's very positive for London and for Sir.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.